take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, on the earth.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Monday, June 13th, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be a day our hearts are heavy with sorrow because of the worst mass shooting in American history since Wounded Knee. I wish some of the media outlets would recognize that when 300 or more Lakota men, women, and children were massacred. But since that time, our worst massacre in American history in Orlando, our thoughts go out to the families and friends of the folks in Orlando dealing with those that nightclub killing at the Pulse yesterday. And we're not going to talk too much about that in hour one, but stay tuned for hour two, because I'm going off. I'm telling you, I'm going off in hour two, but we'll keep it cool for hour one. I do have one story, though, that touches on the Orlando shooting. It's for our radical rant today. And, you know, when you're going through this process of dealing with this kind of news, it's hard enough as it is. And then you have to deal with people who, you know, tone deaf. I don't know if that even covers it. The comments, what I'm referring to is the Oregon affiliate of Project Sam. And that, of course, is Kevin Sabet's Smart Approaches to Marijuana, the anti-legalization group. The Oregon affiliate had some tweets the other day in response to Congressman Earl Blumenauer, my congressman, and just referenced the Orlando shooting in a way that was just reprehensible. And so we're going to talk about that in the Radical Rant, and that'll lead us into hour two when I can really go off. But otherwise, on the show, it's Monday, and so that means we get our regular dose of cannabis science with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, the host of Burning Issues here on CannabisRadio.com. All sorts of things to talk about with Dr. Mitch today. Lots of new studies that are coming out and new information that's coming out to get to. We'll be talking to Dr. Mitch about the latest study from the federal government showing there has not been an increase in teen pot smoking. We've got some data on cannabis use and intimate partner violence, domestic violence. We're going to talk a little bit about whether or not the DEA is going to reclassify medical cannabis, and we'll talk about cannabis and exercise since that new cannabis gym is opening up with the Jim McAlpine and the 420 Games people, along with Ricky Williams and others. So that's coming up at half past, and we can get your questions in as well if you get into our chat room live on Spreaker through our CannabisRadio.com interface. We'll take questions via chat, or you can call in live the old-fashioned way at 971-533-7111. Also coming up on the show today and behind the headlines, we've got Missouri, University of Missouri Normal Chapter being censored for their t-shirts, and we'll take a look at the history of that kind of censorship throughout our college chapters with Normal. And then in drug war data mining, we're going to take a look at the National Survey on Drug Use and Health and just figure out how much pot does your state smoke? Where do you rank in the United States? And where do the states that are trying to legalize this year, where do they rank? We'll get all of that in drug war data mining, all coming up today on the Russ Belville Show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all your support. Got plenty of surprises and new stuff coming for you, too. Stay tuned for that over the summer. In the meantime, got to take a break, pay some bills. And when we come back to Cannabis Radio News, we've got all the latest headlines from throughout the weekend for you in the world of cannabis.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Monday, June 13th, 2016. Ottawa, Canada. The Federal New Democrats Party in Canada, or NDP, called on the ruling Liberal Party to immediately decriminalize marijuana. Murray Rankin of the NDP says that since marijuana will soon be made legal, it makes no sense to continue arresting Canadian adults for minor possession charges. But the Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould, rejected the call, telling the House of Commons decriminalization, quote, would be giving a green light to dealers and criminal organizations to continue to sell unregulated and unsafe marijuana to Canadians, especially children and youth, end quote. Olympia, Washington. The Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board, or LCB, is notifying numerous marijuana license applicants that it improperly distributed their personal information, including social security numbers, driver's license numbers, financial information, tax information, and attorney-client privileged information. Last week, the LCB had released redacted information in a public records request, but inadvertently also included the source folder for the information, which contained unredacted information. The request was made by a local activist critical of the LCB, who is unable to determine how many people may have accessed the data from his servers before he was able to replace it with redacted versions. Santa Rosa, California. A group of conservationists and hunters is suing Mendocino County after it loosened restrictions on the cultivation of medical marijuana. The Press Democrat reports that an interim county ordinance allows permitted growers to have up to 99 marijuana plants on a 10-acre parcel. The maximum without a permit is 25, the previous maximum for all growers. The Mendocino County Blacktail Association says the county violated state laws by not completing an environmental study. The group is asking for an injunction on the ordinance until the county studies its potential impact. According to the lawsuit, marijuana cultivation can wreak havoc on the environment and poison wildlife. County Supervisor John McCowan says the interim rules were designed to protect the environment in light of pending state regulations allowing commercial marijuana cultivation. Boston, Massachusetts. Voters who signed petitions backing a proposal to legalize Massachusetts recreational marijuana were misled, a lawyer argued before the state's highest court Wednesday in a bid to block the measure from appearing on the November ballot. John Schecht, representing about 60 Massachusetts residents in a legal challenge, told the justices a summary of the proposed law failed to explain the potency of products that could become legal. He also said voters were never explicitly told high concentrations of THC, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, could be added to cookies, candy, and other food products sold in the state. Little Rock, Arkansas. Canvassers around the state are in a month-long sprint to gather thousands of signatures for proposed ballot issues. Depending on how things fall, voters might have a chance to consider multiple Arkansas marijuana-related proposals this fall. Two ballot issues under consideration would legalize medical marijuana, and the prospect of competing proposals on the ballot worries advocates. Melissa Fultz, campaign director of Arkansans for Compassionate Care, says her group has already gathered more than 70,000 valid signatures from registered voters, more than the 67,887 needed to get the proposed initiated act on the ballot. David Couch, the Little Rock lawyer behind a competing medical marijuana proposal, says he's not worried about the prospects of both measures being on the ballot. Couch says he's gathered support from more than 40,000 registered voters, nearly half of the 84,859 signatures he'll need to put his plan on the ballot as a proposed constitutional amendment, which requires more signatures. Albuquerque, New Mexico. The medical marijuana industry is growing in New Mexico. Several licensed growers are expected to open new facilities as well as dispensaries in the coming months, which would mean a boost in jobs and the economy, the Albuquerque Journal reported. About $3 million in compensation and salaries was paid out by dispensaries and marijuana growers in the first quarter of 2016. That's an increase from $2.3 million in the same time last year. The number of licensed New Mexico patients who bought medical marijuana legally has tripled from last year's first quarter to more than 55,000. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Monday, June 13th, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
Maui Wowie. Acapulco Gold, California Kush. Our strains stretch everywhere, too.
This is the Cannabis Radio Network.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
It's time for cannabis facts about teen drug use from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A recent survey by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control indicates that in states that have legalized medical marijuana, the rate of marijuana consumption among high school students has not increased. In fact, in legal states like Colorado, teen use has actually decreased significantly. It's simply no longer a big deal for teenagers in legal states. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at radicalrus.com.
With over 6 years of experience in the industry, New Era CPAs is one of the nation's leading cannabis accounting firms, helping hundreds of growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies with their tax, legal, and business strategies. New Era CPAs offices cover the West Coast from Seattle to San Diego, and their skilled team is always available to help you take your business to the next level. Visit NewEraCPAs.com for more info and set up a consultation. Welcome to the New Era.
The world of cannabis is evolving at a frenetic pace. The Russ Belville Show gets behind the headlines to take a deeper look at breaking news in our Cannabis Focus.
Today in the Cannabis Focus, we take a look at America's college campuses, where there seems to be a problem understanding the basics of our First Amendment. This latest case takes us to the University of Missouri, where they're talking about the MU Normal, that's Missouri University Normal. That Normal chapter wants to have a t-shirt with their name on it, Missouri Normal, that also includes a marijuana leaf. And I think I saw one of them, it actually had like five marijuana leaves shaped like the paw for the Missouri Tigers, right? So the university said no. And according to the president of the Normal group, quote, "The University of Missouri does not want to seem as if they're endorsing our viewpoint. We just want the rights that are afforded to other university organizations," end quote. So, of course, you know, if you have any other, you know, you got the University of Missouri LGBT group, they can have, you know, rainbows on their gear. If you're talking about the, you know, the, I don't know, the minority association, they can have whatever, you know, but the Normal group can't have pot leaves. That's what the problem here is. The spokesperson for the university said the university values free expression. These are issues we want to take a look at very thoroughly, and I don't want to put a timeline on it, end quote. Now, the problem with this is that they don't know the history of how this has gone down in other states. I was Normal's national outreach coordinator from 2008 through 2012 and had to deal with this similar situation. I think it was at University of Georgia, had a similar situation go down, and maybe it was Iowa as well. A couple of these states where the students at the university wanted to form a Normal chapter and then got this kind of warning or censorship from the university. And in every case, they have lost. In fact, here they in the story I'm reading, they even talk, it was Iowa State University, and they had to sue. And this is, the government can't dictate the content of speech. And this excuse by the universities that showing the pot leaf means they're somehow endorsing the message runs counter to all we know about First Amendment decisions and the rights of all the other groups on campus to be able to express themselves using their name and the name of their university. So I don't think this is going to go well for University of Missouri. I think they're going to lose this case. And it's also telling, you know, this problem we've had just in general on our college campuses lately of trying to censor and restrict viewpoints that we don't agree with, trying to censor and restrict free speech. And if you can't have free speech on a college campus, where else is free speech supposed to bloom? Where else are people supposed to explore different ideas and learn and figure out who they are and how they relate to this world, but in college? And it also goes back to that problem I've always had with the censorship of the pot leaf in general. You're censoring nature. It'd be like censoring an oak tree, right? I mean, you're censoring something that comes out of nature, right? Bad enough that we are so crazy censorious about our bodies, right? We can't show, you know, women's nipples or anything like that. They can't go topless, right? Bad enough we're that way, but we're talking about a plant. We're talking about a leaf on a plant. And the funny thing about it to me is that we don't smoke the leaf. How can the leaf be the argument for us using it as a drug when very few of us, unless it was really desperate times, would be smoking the leaf? Yeah, you could use the leaf to make concentrate. Sure, I guess there's that argument. But it doesn't change the fact that we're talking about censoring a leaf, a picture of nature. And that shows you how deep the propagandizing has gone on the marijuana issue, because the sight of that leaf, that's not convincing people. That's not talking about a plant to them. To them, it's talking about an ideology. It conjures up, you know, the Vietnam War for older folks. It conjures up left-wing ideology for some people. It conjures up right-wing libertarianism for other people. But it's everything but what it really is, the leaf of a flower. and that's what's so maddening about the censorship of the leaf to me, is that we're talking about censoring flowers. What kind of sick culture are we when we can't even look at what nature provides us and allow college students to talk about it.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have our drug war data mining. Which states smoke the most pot? And where do the next states that are trying to legalize fit in the rankings? We'll tell you when we come back.
How high do you like your profit margin?
CannabisRadio.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted, available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared, don't let them take my picture here.
What are they going to say, Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I say, on this program, what do they want? My grandchildren and the monster. Did I scare you?
Okay, maybe you're high, too.
Don't want to spend money on a night out, but don't know what to do other than watching TV or playing video games? Consider playing guitar, bass, banjo, or mandolin. The instrument will give you hours of entertainment with friends with minimal expense. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Promoting the end of adult cannabis prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It's even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more on this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Well, today in the Data Mines, we want to take a look at information gathered by Professor John Getman. He's writing in High Times magazine. He's been a guest on the show numerous times. And he's taking a look at the National Survey on Drug Use and Health and its sub-state information that has come out recently. And the most recent data is 2013-2014. And they found that, hold on to your hats, folks, big surprise, the number one state for the monthly prevalence of marijuana use by adults 18 years and older is Kansas. No, wait, Colorado. Yeah, I know some of you are going, what? Kansas? No, just kidding. Colorado leads the nation in monthly cannabis use by people aged 18 and older. And when they legalized in 2012, there's an increase in annual marijuana use from 18.94%, okay, 19%. To 20.74%, a little bit of an increase, and monthly use went up from 12.86 to 15.17. We also see in Washington increase from 17.5% to 19% annual, and 12.5% to 13% monthly. Now, these increases are not to be afraid of. This is not something we should be scared of. Adults is what we're talking about here. Now, granted, we are talking adults 18 and up, and the legalization laws are for ages 21 and up. But I'm going to have a real hard time getting my feathers ruffled over people of voting age
who can carry an M16 in Afghanistan. I'm not going to get too worried about that, right? They're adults, okay? Even if they're not supposed to be getting at it, at least it's not the children. And as the previous three federal data sets have shown us, including this national survey and drug use and health data that we're talking about now, there's actually been either a steady or a decline in the rates of use by people aged 12 to 17. So legalization is doing exactly what we would want it to do. It's decreasing use among the youth, but it's increasing use among the adults. And this is something we're going to have to be very careful about to make sure that we fight to make people understand that an increase in use by adults is not a bad thing. You know, that's one of the things Project Sam will try to jump on is, oh, see, pot use went up. But if pot use is going up and they're replacing Ambien and OxyContin and Xanax and Tylenol and ibuprofens and all that kind of stuff, then we're talking about a net good for our society. And as long as we're not seeing any increases in the indices of harms, then what is the problem with more people using? Now, as far as the top 10 places for monthly marijuana use, we already said Colorado's number one. Coming in number two is Vermont, followed by Washington, Rhode Island, Maine, D.C., Oregon, Alaska, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So out of that, you'd notice there's only one state in, well, actually all of the states in that list, except the last one, New Hampshire, either have legal marijuana or are looking to get legal marijuana on the ballot or through their legislatures. So the number one state, they're legal. Number two state, Vermont, tried to get it through their legislature, didn't happen. Number three, Washington, legal. Number four, Rhode Island, working through their legislature. Number five, Maine, they got that on the ballot this year. D.C., already legal. Oregon, already legal. Alaska, already legal. Massachusetts, getting it on the ballot. So nine of the top 10 of the marijuana using states for monthly use are getting it on the ballot or getting it legal. Looking at the other states that are trying to legalize, Arizona comes in 15th in the list. California's 14th. Florida for medical marijuana is 26th. Michigan, well, it doesn't look like Michigan's make the ballot, but they're 11th in the list. Missouri's going for medical. They're 20th in the list. Montana has some ballot initiatives, one to legalize, one to restore their medical marijuana, and one to actually ban, to repeal the medical marijuana. They come in 12th. Nevada is 23rd. They've got it on the ballot. North Dakota might have a medical long shot, 46th, and Oklahoma also a long shot at 40th. So what we're seeing here is that all the states that are moving forward with legalization and have a reasonable shot, either medical or recreational legalization, are those states that are above 25th or higher in the regular use of marijuana. Now, it's not because those of us who are smoking pot are tipping these elections by any means. Even when we look at Colorado, like we said, monthly pot smoking in Colorado at this point is sitting at 15.17%. You know, so a little more than one out of seven people are smoking pot monthly. You're not going to pass anything with just one out of seven people. This, you got to get at least three out of the rest of those seven who don't smoke pot to get on your side. So it's not that these states that have more pot smokers are passing the initiatives. It's the, I believe, the places that have more pot smokers, the people who don't smoke pot aren't afraid of them. They aren't as afraid of them because they can actually see them. They actually know them. They actually work with them. They know people that know them. And they realize that, hey, we got all these pot smokers around here, and things aren't so bad. It's not so bad. Everything's going just fine. And I think that's what leads a lot of these people to be able to accept or to be more tolerant and want to vote in favor of marijuana reforms. So looking forward to some of the rest of these states getting on board. We're at 25 states with medical marijuana. We've taken Louisiana off the list, by the way. Talked to Karen O'Keefe at MPP, and she says while Louisiana has passed recently laws to change its medical marijuana, they're still dysfunctional as hell and won't work. So took it off the list. We're back down to 25. If you thought we were at 26, we've got four states with legalization, another five looking to vote on it. 2016 is going to be our year, folks. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we got Dr. Mitch and questions and answers in our cannabis science.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Seed to sale, clicks to conversions, and more. You're listening to the Cannabis Radio Network.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
NARMAL stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs. This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on cannabisradio.com.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Q&A with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Dr. Earlywine is a professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and a leading author and researcher on cannabinoids and health, who pens the Ask Dr. Mitch column for High Times Magazine. Get your questions ready in our live chat or call in to 971-533-7111 now.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour, time for our cannabis science with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. We're still ringing out on the line to him, trying to get him on the phone, but we got all sorts of interesting topics to get to. And if you've got any questions for Dr. Mitch Earlywine, make sure you get them into our chat room. You can visit our chat room at cannabisradio.com. Should be available for you there. And just give us your questions, and we'll make sure to get them to them. Also, you can call in at 971-533-7111 if you'd like to talk to Dr. Mitch that way, assuming we can get him on the line. I'm having some difficulty making the call. Let's see if we can try the other number for Dr. Mitch here. Let's see. Where is that at? Mitch Earlywine. Here we go. And we'll see if we can reach him on the line. There's a new study out as far as the effects of cannabis on adults and youth. So we'll talk a little bit about that in our segment here. And also more studies on cannabis use and intimate partner violence. So we'll talk a little bit that as well, if we can get Dr. Mitch on the line. But it's not looking as though we're going to be able to. I'm not getting any response from any of the numbers that I have got. So I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to take a break, and I will find us something to listen to until we can get Dr. Mitch on the line. So hang on a second. Take a quick breather. Try to reorganize. Get Dr. Mitch on the line. Get somebody on the line. It's definitely a Monday, I guess. We'll be right back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Every strain, every sale, every medical study. Keep it right here on the Cannabis Radio Network.
Dr. Dabber, hurry. Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct. Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show. Keith Strop, the founder of Normal, is here.
The single most important victory will be California.
We've got Steve D'Angelo.
Well, the state of cannabis affairs in California is in flux.
The guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal.
It's better for people to be using concentrates.
Weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
You can find Radical Russ online everywhere. Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, SoundCloud, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Boise State University's 2400 baud modem bulletin board system from 1985.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are just going to give you some audio from the Aspen Legal Seminar. Our good friend Jordan Person, the executive director of Denver Normal, that organization is fighting for a social use initiative, one that would allow for pot lounges and public gatherings with cannabis use. Listen to Jordan. She'll tell you all about it.
Really propelled me into a life of activism. I met Kevin, the National Outreach Coordinator, in 2013, and he began bringing me to all of these Normal events. And for the first time in my life, I was surrounded by very intelligent, educated, professional individuals that all smoked pot every day, just like me. And I was no longer a stoner or an outcast or a pothead. I was a professional that just happened to consume cannabis responsibly. And so then Denver Normal came about. I kept looking at the city of Denver and thinking, more can be done. Why aren't we doing more? What do we need in our city? And that is a place to socially consume. We currently have 200 dispensaries in the city of Denver and not one single place to legally consume cannabis. We are currently fining everyone that comes into our state upwards of $1,000 each trip. Some people are fined $500 for their hotel rooms, $250 for their rental cars. Public consumption citations are $250. And it's because people are smoking in parks, smoking in their hotel rooms, smoking in their rental cars, because where else would they go to smoke? Most people that are coming to Colorado don't have a private residence. And if they do have an Airbnb, most Airbnbs in Colorado actually say not 420 friendly, because it has become such a problem in our city. And so the way I've been looking at it with the mayor's office lately is, you know, if we had 200 liquor stores in the city of Denver, but we had no bars, where would people consume alcohol? In their car, in their hotel, on the street corner, wherever they wanted, because they had no place to consume it. And so we started working in January on this initiative. We are calling it Responsible Use Denver, because that's what we're encouraging, the responsible use of cannabis. And in any form, not just the vaping form, but edible, smoking, whatever consumption you would like to do. We worked very hard for many months with Judd Golden. He is a member of the Colorado Normal Board. He's an attorney out of Boulder. He's incredible. I have copies of our language available upstairs, as well as you guys all have cards at your chair. ResponsibleUseDenver.com. You can read the full language there as well. Basically, what our language states is 21 and up for all facilities. It would be a private membership model. So each business will have the ability to decide what that membership model consists of. There's currently one dispensary, one cannabis club or speakeasy, whatever we want to call it, that exists in Inglewood, Colorado. And their membership model is $10 a month. And then $4.20 a day. and you can come and go as you please. And they have a very strict no alcohol policy. They do not allow the mixing. If people come in and have consumed alcohol, they ask them to politely come back a different day where they haven't consumed. We have given the mayor's office a tour of this facility. We have been incredibly transparent with the mayor and with the city attorney, as well as the city council, because we wanted everyone to be on board and to understand that we are trying to have the least amount of pushback from the least amount of industries possible. So 21 and up, private membership club, no distribution with remuneration on site. Everyone will have to bring your own cannabis. And what am I missing? Sorry. No prepared food, only prepared food and beverages on site. There will be no liquor license or no food license will be able to apply for this. And that is to keep the amount of pushback from the alcohol industry, the insurance industry, and the Food and Beverage Commission. There was a previous initiative attempt done a year ago, and that was the primary pushback they received. So we decided to leave all of that out and focus on what Denver doesn't have. We have tons of restaurants. We have tons of bars. What we don't have is a place to consume cannabis. And so that's the problem we're trying to solve. We also put a portion of our language in that would include a special event permit. Right now, I don't know if any of you heard on the news this past year, we lost the Cannabis Cup for the first time, and that was because of a permitting process, and it goes on and on, but we've created a permitting process now as part of our language that would allow events for 21 and up, private events that would be invitation only, again, no on-site sale or distribution. Facilities that have a liquor license or a food license would not be able to apply for this event permit, and there will be 24 event permits that they can apply for a year. Currently in the city of Denver, you can only apply for 15 special event permits that include alcohol, so we almost doubled that number by allowing 24. And so certain business models that would be able to apply for this, any venue or person can apply for this event permit. With the Cannabis Club model, you have to be a resident of Colorado for a year and pass a background check. Those are really the only two mandatory requirements that we put in there. Other than that, it opens the model up to a lot of different types of business models. Our end goal, of course, is to have the MED involved and allow that on-site distribution, but we're a solid 2 to 3 years away from that model. We have to first prove that we are responsible consumers. And so why am I talking to you all today? To ask you very kindly to donate to our campaign. We have so many expenses that are coming up. We are currently gathering signatures. We're about a quarter of a way done. We have until August 15th to get all the signatures that we need to certify us for the ballot. And then once that happens, you know we have to get out the vote. We have roughly 600,000 residents in the city of Denver. We need roughly 150,000 of those people to vote for this initiative. We only need 5,000 signatures, but 150,000 votes. So please open your wallets and your pocketbooks and your hearts to Denver Normal and to this initiative. You can see me to make a donation. Oh, I wanted to add this. Grassroots. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the company Grassroots. They've been making the Normal hats for this organization for a number of years. And the owner of this company actually had a cannabis club that was not regulated, and it was closed on 420 2 years ago, and they made a very public spectacle of him. He sold t-shirts and hats at the front of the shop, and at the back he had an area that was a break room. They called it the break room, and Miss people that worked downtown would have a break. They'd go in and take a dab or smoke a joint. It was a private business, and things were going great until the city found out about it and shut him down. So as soon as he found out about this initiative that we're working on, he donated his time, designed our logo, created these hats for a fundraiser for us, and they've been incredibly involved in this entire process. So thanks to them, and thank you, Keith, for allowing me to speak. Thank you all, and I hope everybody... Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. They would not be able to sell alcohol, but they would be able to have like a bring your own alcohol. But they wouldn't be able to have an alcohol permit per se. Correct. An alcohol license. Correct. Uh, We have a cannabis club in Nederland, and we have one in Inglewood that are currently operational and functional. Colorado Springs has several models. Theirs is a little bit different. They do allow on-site distribution at many of them. And again, eventually that is our long-term goal with the city, but we have to do this incrementally and trying to get what we can pass now. And with the excitement of the presidential year, we felt that this was the best model to follow. Correct. Correct. Yes. You have to be from Denver.
Okay, I have some petitions upstairs. Okay. Maybe mention
them. I will. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's Jordan Person from Denver Normal explaining the social use initiative that they are fighting for. And we're going to take a break, real quick one, and then we'll get into the radical rant talking about Project Sam Oregon. Oh my God, you won't believe what they just said. Stay tuned.
Buddy, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, today for the Radical Rant, we're digging into the headlines, and of course the tragedy that has occurred in Orlando, Florida, where I think it's 50, now I'm seeing some reports that say 49, but I'm going to stick with 50 people shot and killed with a semi-automatic assault rifle type weapon. And we can talk about the semantics in hour two, but sorry, if you're able to spray down and kill 50 people at one time, that's an assault weapon. That's a weapon that you can commit an assault with. Okay. But anyway, we had the 50 people killed, 53 people injured, all over a 3-hour standoff with the shooter who was eventually killed. A shooter who did his heinous act out of what appears to be religious-fueled homophobia. And that's a whole nother rant I could go off on. But we're going to stick to the subject here. And the subject is Project Sam. Y'all know about Project Sam, right? That's Kevin Sabet's Smart Approaches to Marijuana, where I like to call it Project Samuel, Smart Approaches to Marijuana Use Except Legalization. And SMART, of course, stands for Stoners Must All Receive Treatment. Well, following that horrendous mass shooting, Sam Oregon, which is the state affiliate of Kevin Sabet's anti-pot group Project Sam, sent out a tweet responding, trolling
Oregon congressman, my congressman, Earl Blumenauer, over his statement of sorrow for the killings. Earl Blumenauer, Representative Blumenauer, tweeted out, "Words cannot express my sorrow. Disgusted by this horrific act on the LGBT community and cowardice of those who won't pass sensible gun laws." That was Earl Blumenauer's tweet. In response to that tweet, Sam Oregon, Project Sam in Oregon, led by Portland native Randy Philbrick, responded, "Representative Blumenauer, you can't support one threat to public health, public safety, and then condemn another. You have failed this state." So, from the context and the history, it's clear that Sam Oregon is calling Representative Blumenauer's support of marijuana legalization a threat to public health and public safety, and then comparing it to the mass shooting that Representative Blumenauer was condemning. Blumenauer, in response, says, "Sam Oregon, over 32,000 dead from gun violence each year in the U.S., zero dead from marijuana. Your comparison is delusional and shameful." Excellent response. And it got a lot of response from other marijuana and drug law reformers on Twitter. Maya Salovitz, who's the author of the new book Unbroken Brain and a contributor to Time magazine, reiterated the congressman's point, saying, "Sam Oregon, there's never been a single OD death without added alcohol. Doesn't seem to increase car death risk." Okay, so that's, and someone who's got the research down to make that statement. Tom Angel, who's the chairman of Marijuana Majority, characterized the tweet as embarrassing and shameful and warned, quote, "Make sure you see this embarrassing and shameful prohibitionist tweet before Learn About Sam eventually forces a delete." That would be Project Sam, Kevin Sabet. Shailene Tidal, who was formerly with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I believe working with, I forget which minority cannabis association, but formerly with LEAP, said, "Hey, Learn About Sam, you might want to rein in your affiliate who's trolling a U.S. congressman on Orlando, hashtag tone deaf." And that's where I got looped into this conversation online. I caught these responses to this tweet from Randy Philbrick of Project Sam Oregon. But it appears, however, that that tweet was not the first tweet. There was actually a response earlier that he had actually done two responses to Congressman Blumenauer's initial tweet. And remember, the initial tweet was, "Words cannot express my sorrow, disgusted by this horrific act on the LGBT community and cowardice of those who won't pass sensible gun laws." The first retweet from Sam Oregon said, "Representative Blumenauer, would that be the same cowardice as those who refuse to stand up against the marijuana industry?" Oh, man. So now he's comparing trying to pass some sort of sensible gun regulations to refusing to stop big marijuana. And it would appear that Tom Angel was prescient, because those original tweets from 10:16 a.m. and 10:20 a.m. Have been deleted. And in their place, he's got a couple of retweets of the Orlando Magic's response, their sorrow over the events, and a couple of tweets that he's put out saying, everybody's misconstrued what I've said. Everybody's taken it out of context. They've blown it way out of proportion. No, Randy, it's quite simple. You said something that was abominable, that was ridiculous, that made no sense whatsoever. You tried to use the horrific shootings in Orlando to convince people that marijuana legalization was somehow a bad thing. And this isn't even a case like, you know, when they had the Tsarnaev bombers in Boston and they found out that they were potheads. Oh my God, see, pot leads to bombing. This isn't even that. this is just trolling a congressman over his heartfelt sympathies and feelings over a tragic shooting. It's just remarkable. And the Project Sam people, you know, the prohibitionist people, this is the depths to which they will sink. They will try to conflate every terrible thing that happens in society. And if they can find a marijuana angle on it,
they're going to jump on that and hammer it home and try to make people think that somehow, despite the past 4 or 5 decades of popular marijuana use in America, despite the 7,000 years of overall cannabis use on the planet, that somehow now there's something bad from it that we just never detected before. There's a brand new terror that we have to worry about. You see it in every one of these new studies that comes out to purport to say, oh, there's some problem. It destroys your brain. It destroys the reward circuits. It does X, Y, or Z that has never been known. Folks, we know what marijuana use can do to you. We know what it can do. Marijuana use can heal you. Marijuana use can lead to insight. Marijuana use can relax you. Marijuana use can make you temporarily forgetful. I won't deny that. Marijuana use can build bridges, build friends, be something social. And the latest studies we've seen have shown that the most deleterious effect from long-term cannabis use isn't any problem with the lungs, any problem with the brain, any problem with the heart, any problem with the cardiovascular, muscular, skeletal, endocrine systems, the nervous system, nothing. The long-term harm of pot smoking, it seems, is gum disease. Periodontitis. Go see your periodontist, man. That's all you need, right? Make sure you floss a little extra and everything's fine. And then all these studies that purport to say that you're going to lose cognitive benefit, you're going to lower IQ, problems with income and achievement, either are, one, debunked. All these cognitive things have been debunked time after time after time. Most recently, the twin study at a college, University College of London, where they took a bunch of identical twins, one twin who smoked pot, one who did not smoke pot, and they compared them over years and years and found, hey, they're still pretty much the same. Same cognitive levels, same abilities and so forth. And then the other part, the part that's not debunked, but the part that is misattributed, is when they say, oh, well, the pot smokers do worse long term for their income, or they have worse outcomes in life, or they have lower satisfaction with life. Well, yeah, because they've had to live in the shadows as criminals. Because when they get caught, they lose their jobs, or they lose their scholarships. They go to jail. They lose their stuff. They end up with a criminal record. They have to check a box every time they want to try to get a job that says, hey, I was a drug criminal. So yeah, of course, things turned out worse for them. So that's what you're going to see from Project Sam. You're going to see obfuscation about any of the studies that show anything good about marijuana. You're going to see over-exaggeration of any studies that show anything bad about marijuana. And you're going to see misattribution. You're going to see misattribution of the problems of prohibition being applied to the marijuana itself. Oh, there's crime associated with marijuana. Yeah, because it's illegal. I've got a story sitting in the hopper here. A marijuana deal gone bad in Springfield, Illinois, led to two cars chasing after each other, shooting at each other. Like a damn movie. All right. Well, we gotta call it for hour one. Stay tuned. Hour two is up next, and I got a lot to say about Orlando. Let me tell you. And this might surprise you, though. I like guns. I really like guns. I do. I've shot lots of them. They're great. They're fun. That doesn't mean I don't think we can do something about massacres every other week. And that's what I'm going to aim for in hour two. Can we find some common ground, people? Can we find some common ground? I got my hippy-dippy liberal Pacific Northwest pot lovers. I got my libertarian Texas gun-toting pot lovers. I want to find some middle ground today. Stay tuned. We'll see if we can. For everyone here at Cannabis Radio, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.